Good morning, the exotic vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah. Yeah. Oh dear. Okay. Yeah, let me get into the file. What's the surname? And would it be under Matthew? Okay. And was it Little Cream that didn't make it? Oh dear, let me change it then. I'll change it to Cookies so we don't get. Yeah, let me just get in here. Okay, so it looks like you were given some worming tablets, some Bacox and some Meloxicam there. Now, is it just the Bacox and the worming tablets that you're giving to Cream? Yeah, that's in it. Yep. Coccidia, yep. 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 So you make that up fresh each day. So, yep. And yep. Yep. Okay. That's all he's got there. Let me just pop you, and I'll have a read of actually the file here as well. Okay. Yeah, he's only got for 2 days. Let me just pop you on hold and I'll just see if I can find out the answer for you, if he wants you to repeat it at all or extend it or bring in a fecal sample just to make sure everything is cleared. So I'll just pop you on hold. I won't be a minute there for you. Okay, certainly. Okay, let me just pop you on hold. Do you know roughly how heavy the new ones are? Okay, so 300 to 500. Okay. And they've had the 2 days, well, currently having the second day now today. Okay, let me just pop you on hold. I won't be a minute there. Okay. So I've just checked the answer to the first question in regards to just giving the in-water medication for 2 days. That should be enough. In regards to the other two little new ones that you've got between the 8 and 12 week old one, he did say that you can do the oral dose of that one there. So that's the Baycox for the weight range between 300 to 500. He said to give 0.2 of a mil for the two doses. And it is okay that they do have access to the white stuff in water as well. That's fine. Yeah, so give 0.2 of a mil to probably both of those little ones just today and tomorrow. And yeah, if they're not improving or they are going downhill, we definitely would recommend seeing just to make sure that there's no other underlying issues going on with those ones there. How's cream looking? The one you've got currently at home, is cream looking okay? Yeah, like it is uncommon for them to get such a big burden. But, yeah, if they were still not doing 100%, then there could be some other underlying issues going on that we might need to investigate. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah, so give the Baycox and then give it again tomorrow as well, 0.2 of a mil. And then if they aren't looking well, then I definitely recommend bringing them in for a check. It would be a case by case. We'd have to do a fecal check. Like you could definitely bring in a fecal check for us to check. And then if we do find anything, then we will potentially need to treat them. If we haven't seen these chickens, they might need to do a consult to dispense any medication if it's other than Baycox. But yeah, definitely if you are concerned, then you can do a repeat fecal. Yeah, like definitely, yeah, well, we would definitely treat if we were to see the coccidia and stuff, like definitely preventative worming you can do with the worm out tablets. But with the Baycox, we'd definitely have a look and just see if they do actually have it before we'd look at treating them as a preventative. Like that's what I'm saying. We'd actually diagnose that we definitely still have it and then look at treating accordingly. The worm out tablets will treat the worms and everything. Yeah. Okay. Not a problem. All the best. Okay. Thank you. Bye.